This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How many of you have ever lied and caused a scene to help a friend get out of a horrible date? You know you've done it. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here, and we've all heard the stories. Your friend texts you in the bathroom to call and make up an excuse to get you out of this awful date that you agreed to go on.
Yep.
Hi, Stacy. I was just in a 10-car pileup. Can you come and get me?
Oh, my God. You what? Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. Oh, so hold on. I'll be right there. I'm so sorry, Jonathan. That's Stacy. She wrecked her car for the seventh time this year.
Yeah. So if you excuse us, we're really going to go to Salinger's and do peppermint shots. Intern Jackie was given the bat signal by her girlfriend to make the fake phone call in order to get her out of a horrible date. Is that right, Jackie?
Oh, yes, it was.
And Jackie, spill the tea for us.
You had to apparently pull out your acting skills?
Oh, it was actually a phenomenal performance by
me. I can't wait.
Way to pat yourself on the back.
Oh, my friend recorded it. I'm submitting it for an Oscar. I pulled out all the stops, fake tears.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, why didn't... Well,
we gotta post it.
Oh, we can. Don't
yeah,
you
please.
Worry.
All right, we'll
so, it's kind of my fault that she went on the date. This guy asked her to go to a date party at a frat. It was her favorite frat. I'm like, just go. Tell him it'll be as friends. Like, he needs to bring someone anyways.
Right.
Sure. Like, just make a fun out of it. Worst comes to worst, you get a funny story.
Right.
But she had already stated, I'll go with you, but only strictly as friends.
But you were pushing it. You were pushing it.
I was like, YOLO.
Yeah.
Do it for the plot. Do it for the bit.
Sure.
So, firstly, he shows up late because he wanted to get her flowers, which is sweet when it's a date. She didn't
Did she preface this
yes,
is not a date?
Multiple times.
The flowers is crazy then.
Oh, he went and got flowers.
Also, he got her flowers with thorns. She literally cut her hand open on them in the first 5 minutes.
Oh,
he left the thorns on? Where do you
get? And the price tag. Thorns and the price tag on.
I didn't even know you could buy. Okay, whatever.
Continue. He left the price tag on too.
Yeah.
How much was it?
$450.
I mean, it is the thought that counts, but again, you didn't need to be late to do this because we weren't going on a date. But anyways.
Well, first of all, $450 is cheap. Was this a bouquet? Yeah. Where are you going?
It was like one rose.
No, wait. Quite literally, yes.
And also, like, it's a date party. Like, it's not like he's taking her out to Red Lobster.
Well,
she had to hold them at the frat. Like, what is she going to do with them?
A date party at a frat is crazy.
Here's Listen, I was this age too once, and you're not thinking about that as a guy. The only thing you're doing is thinking about how excited and how you're going to make her melt if you hand her a flower, but you're not thinking about how embarrassed she's going to be to sit at a frat house holding one rose with her hand covered in blood because you left the thorns on.
Mm-hmm. True.
And so 40 minutes in, she texts me. She goes, please make an excuse so I can leave. And I was like, okay, give me the signal. I run into my roommate's room because we live in a suite.
Okay.
And I was like, I need a lie. I need to think of something that's like worthy enough for her to get back here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rationally, I'm expecting, right? Baby's on the way.
Oh, you said you were pregnant?
Oh,
my
yeah.
God. You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah. I called her up, Waterworks. I'm like, I just took a test and I think I might be pregnant. Like, I don't know. Like, is it false? Is it like a false positive, false negative? Like, I don't really remember. Like, which one is the lie? Like, I'm just really freaking out if you could come back and be here for me during this, because like the roommates are asleep and I don't want to freak them out if I'm just like over exaggerating, but I really need you right now.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you.
Wait, because that's actually really good.
Thank you.
It's actually really good.
Thank you.
Do you think she had the phone on speaker so he could hear it?
She didn't. She was like in the phone. She's like, it's okay. Breathe. Like, are you bleeding? I was like, obviously not, but that's the issue.
She was like, no, but you are. And your hand is sliced open.
I was like, what's the funniest lie I can make up that's so unbelievably true,
right,
that like she can still use? And so she told him like, it's like something's going on with my roommate. Like, I have to get back. She's freaking out. I can't really understand her. And he literally turned to her and goes, I feel like you're lying to get out of like being here.
He called her out?
How dare he? How dare he call us out for lying? We are 100% lying about.
No.
Yeah. The audacity of this man.
So he knew, he saw right through the BS.
Okay. I don't think she performed her part very well.
She was like, did your part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you followed up.
She didn't do her part.
Yeah.
You stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't buy it, clearly.
No, he did not.
And
well,
so
it pisses me off a little bit, though, because you did what you needed to do, and she didn't even put it on speaker.
No.
Like, you didn't. You were performing for an empty audience, essentially.
Thank you.
But
although there was a girl next to her, and she kind of overheard the conversation, and she was like, I don't know what you guys are going through, but I completely understand, and I'm here for you.
No, you don't. You don't understand.
No.
There's a fake baby in me.
Exactly.
I don't understand at all.
Do you know how hard it is to be a mother in this economy?
Yeah, no, truly.
I find it so comical that you guys got upset at him for calling you out.
For lying.
Well,
even though, and you got offended.
You were lying.
I mean, it's great.
It is great.
I mean,
so what is
for the confidence, I guess, but.
Hilarious.
What has transpired since?
Oh, radio silence. Oh, we have not heard a peep from this man.
He has not
asked me about my well-being,
how
I'm doing.
He should be sending you flowers.
100%.
To the birthing clinic.
Right.
Yeah, Ted, you'll never hear from him again.
No, you never will.
Oh, absolutely.
It's one and done. So, okay, mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You did your part, though, and I'm proud of you for
Thank
that.
You.
So are you going to keep it?
We'll see.
TBD.
Yeah.
This reminds me. So back in the day, I'm working at a production office at the studio, and I worked with this guy who was extremely awkward.
Okay.
So it blew me away that he even had a date. We all called him Mr. Riddle. That was his name. He goes out. He's one of those guys. He's just obnoxious. He'd sit at his desk, but he wouldn't sit in a chair. He'd sit in one of those balls. You know, that you work out.
I hate that guy. Continue.
All right. Perfect posture. So he tells a story. He goes out with this really pretty girl the night before. Well, this girl gets a phone call from her friend who's in a car accident. Okay. After the car accident, she gets arrested and ends up in prison because she was drinking. So she's like, can you come and get me? I'm at the downtown jail in Los Angeles. And he gets super offended. And he goes, you're lying to me. She goes, well, if you don't believe me, you can just show up. But I have to excuse myself from this date because my friend is in trouble and needs me. Well, he shows up and goes down to the prison and there they are.
Wait, she was in the holding cell? She was in jail?
Yeah. She was actually being 100% truthful.
In jail.
And he showed up and she goes, don't ever speak to me again, you psycho. And he's like, sorry.
Her friend is drunk as a skunk swinging in the holding cell in the drunk tank. Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
see,
it's the greatest.
That's the thing. It's like if you are going to call someone out for the BS, you need to be 100% certain that is the reality of the situation. Because if you don't and you look like your friend, you're a dick. You look like a dick.
Oh, it was great. It was the greatest thing ever. I love it. Well, Do you have any guilt or shame, or you're totally cool with
any baby names picked out?
There's a few in the works.
Yeah.
I will not feel shame if I win the Oscar, because that's how I know my performance will be worth it.
Right. I kind of like Jeanette.
I feel like old-timey names are coming back around.
They really are. Yeah. Anybody know like a 2-month-old named Gary? Like you,
right? You just
right,
don't
you
see
don't,
it.
You don't see it anymore.
I'm leaning more towards Bertha, but it's completely your choice.
I was thinking Sigmund or something. I love Freud, so maybe like
okay,
an all ode right. to Freud.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, give us a follow-up on what your friend decides to do, okay? All right. Good luck. Thanks.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from
you. Somebody texted in yesterday that you sounded like a goat struggling to catch its breath.
That was what I was going for. Yes. Thank you so much.
If you haven't seen Fat Man, totally recommend it. Here's the breakdown. To save his declining business, Kris Kringle, also known as Santa Claus, is forced into a partnership with the U.S. military.
Like, I can't. Like, I'm so good. I'm so good.
Making matters worse, Kris gets locked into a deadly battle of wits against a highly skilled assassin hired by a precious 12-year-old after receiving a lump of coal in his stocking.
Not the 12-year-old hiring a hitman. Very realistic. No, so realistic.
This hits too close to home with what's going on in the world today.
It's very strange.
All right, Breezy, the question is, did this movie hold up? I'm assuming that's a yes.
The things men will do to not go to therapy. You know what I mean? It's just a lot. It's like,
yeah.
You could do so many other things, but that's hiring a hitman at 12 is crazy.
It really is.
And, I'm shocked it didn't score higher. You know what I mean?
Yes. All right, so give it to us. What did you think of the film?
So this was not your typical Christmas movie. I'll tell you that much.
No, it was not.
Not the military being involved for no reason whatsoever. it's like very strange. They're like really dipping their hands into a lot of different pots for this one.
Yeah, they were.
That's okay. So I was very confused by the 12-year-old hiring hitman at first, but you know we slowly got into it, and I was like, right, this movie just makes no sense. I can't ever imagine, and listen, I can hold a grudge. I really can. I sure. can't imagine holding a grudge for that long.
Is it really that hard to believe a 12-year-old gets a lump of coal in his stocking on Christmas morning? Yeah. What 12-year-old wouldn't hire an assassin to go after Santa?
It seems pretty, you know,
legit.
Pretty legit, for sure. So the fact that the hitman went out there, did his thing, I think the scene that we did,
yeah.
I absolutely nailed.
Yeah, I think you crushed.
If I'm being honest.
Sure.
Like, I couldn't have actually done better after watching it with my own two eyes.
I disagree, but go ahead.
It's my review. Thank you so much. And then the whole idea that Mel Gibson was in this movie sends me into orbit. Sends me into orbit.
He is one talented actor. Who is your favorite character in the film?
Ruth Kringle.
Yep.
Ruth Kringle. Absolutely, she crushed it.
She did.
She really crushed it. So that was great for her. I went to the Wikipedia page to figure out like a couple of these actors. Some of them don't even have pages. That's how low budget actors they are.
Don't need them.
Love it.
All you need is Mel Gibson in there and you got yourself a hit.
I will tell you one thing. I found a brand new ick unlocked watching this movie, and his name is Walter Goggins.
First of all, Walter Goggins has been in Hateful Eight, Django. He's a huge actor. Huge. I love that guy.
His teeth.
Who is your least?
Do you see his teeth?
Yeah, yes. Veneers.
Okay.
Who is your least favorite?
Him.
Okay, great. Did you have a favorite scene in the movie? Because there was a lot of them.
Well, it's not every day you see Santa in a shootout. You know what I mean?
Right, so right. That was definitely
absolutely
my
crushed it.
Absolute favorite.
Couldn't have been faker blood. I'll say that. Could not have been faker blood.
They call that CGI today.
Really bad.
What did you take from the movie, Breezy?
I took away that Hollywood is running out of things to produce.
That's fair enough. That's
running
fair enough.
Out.
All right, let's get to the best throwback.
It was
moment.
A disservice to the military, if I'm saying it right. So
best throwback so moment from the film Fat Man, starring Mel Gibson from 2020. What's the best throwback moment?
I don't know. I mean, just the fact that the kid in his old money, the fact that he was at a desk. He had like a sand timer. It was a lot.
Oh, the sand timer.
I was like,
sure.
Not the 12-year-old at the desk.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you ranking Fat Man for Breezy's big movie review?
In the holiday spirit, I'm going to have to give Fat Man a 1-2. In the holiday spirit.
All right. That's a really low score.
It's probably one of the lowest. Well, no, I did negative whatever for that one movie.
You did do -3 for Walk to Remember because there was no walk.
There was no walk. It's very misleading.
All right. Thanks for that review, Breezy. More to come on PXY. PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. 51 for the high today. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and our friends live in the studio once again, Cruel Summer. What's up, guys? Thanks for coming in this morning.
Alyssa and Matt, the brains behind the operation. We're so excited.
It wouldn't be Taylor Tuesdays if you guys weren't.
Let's be so for real.
All right. We gave away our last pair of tickets this morning for your show this Friday night.
Yay.
It's already sold out, yes?
Yes.
It is.
There's like 2 seats in the balcony, like scattered. But other than that, yeah, it's sold out.
Yes.
So grab your friend and you guys can sit nowhere near each other.
Basically.
Yes, our friend Essen grabbed those last pair of tickets this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And so Breezy and I are going to be hosting this event. We've been talking about this all month. People are super excited. Yeah. This is a perfect opportunity Friday night to swap friendship bracelets.
Yes, Taylor tats, all of the things.
Now tell us about the pre-party, the after-party, all that.
Ooh, so much happening. So we're doing, Breezy is going to be doing some braids.
Do you want
to talk a little bit about that?
So we're going to be at the YMCA Innovation Square, and I'm going to be there with my braiding business, which is going to be fun. And we're also going to have a bunch of really cool things. So we're going to have a friendship bracelet making station.
Yes.
We're going to have Taylor trivia.
With prizes.
We're going to have a little photo op opportunity, and then we're also going to have you guys do a little acoustic moment.
Yes, and of course the friendship bracelet making.
Yes.
So it's an hour before the show, and the great part is it's right downstairs from the theater, so mm-hmm. right after you just go right upstairs through the
elevator. You don't have to go outside because Moose was just talking about how cold it's going to be on Friday.
I know, it's going to be freezing.
Friday's going to be a beautiful day all day.
It's sunny out.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be 27, but by the time 8 p.m. hits, it might be -4.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So that's 5:30 to 6:30. Doors are at 7, and then the show goes till 10, and then we've got an after party, which is free entry for concert goers at Unwind, and if you come, you get 10% off of your
Love Unwind.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Yeah, 10% off your.
And that's right. The Grove there, right across from Bronca, next door to the new patron saint. That's Unwind right there.
I know that a lot of people want to like meet you guys
because we're so cool.
Because you're so cool. And you've been doing this for a little over a year now, which is amazing.
You're the stars of the show.
It's just taken off immensely. And I mean, you have an amazing band behind you too, backing you. But we are excited because this isn't going to be your biggest show, is it? Or is it?
I think Essex might have been it beat by a little bit.
Parting the Park. And
ticketed shows.
But I think that the show is special because it is Taylor's birthday, like we've been talking about. You're doing a pre-party, you're doing an after-party, you're doing the concert. Like, it's just going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
There are people who are going to be there Friday night who have only ever seen you guys perform on your social media page. They've never seen you live or anything like that. So I'm glad you guys are here today. Would you mind giving people just a little taste?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you pick then. Do you want Christmas Tree Farmer style?
Honestly, I'm going to go with style.
Okay, great. I love that so much. Thank you for making that decision.
You're so welcome. I'm all about decision making here. Take it away, you guys. Cruel Summer live in the studio on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Midnight, you come and pick me up, no headlights. Long drive, can end in burning flames on paradise. Fade in a view. Oh, it's been a while since I have even heard from you. Heard from you. I should just tell you to leave, cause I know exactly where it leads, but I watch it scoot round and round each time. Cause you got that James Dean daydream look in your eye, and I got that red lip classic thing that you like. And when we go crashing
down. We come back every time, 'cause we never go out of style. We never go out of style. You got that long hair slicked back, white t-shirt, and I got that good girl fade and a tight little skirt. And when we go crashing down, we come back every time, 'cause we never go out of style. We never go out of style. Take me home, just take me home. Yeah, just take me home. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, you got that James Dean daydream look in your eye, and I got that red lip classic thing that you like. And when we go crashing down, we come back every time, 'cause we never go out of style. We never go out of style.
Man, you guys just kill it every time.
Thank you.
I'm glad.
Every single time. It's so effortless and so beautiful, and I'm literally obsessed with both of you. So there's that.
I'm obsessed with you guys.
I do love that song.
Oh, I'm so glad you picked it.
By the way, for those last two tickets up in the balcony, how can somebody grab those?
Through Innovation Theater website.
Two tickets.
Yeah, or we'll put it, in our Instagram story, too.
Who's like, we're selling this out? No, we can sell it out right now. There are two tickets left. Wait, hold on a second. I know I got their website here right in front of me.
This is so dead.
Friday night, you guys, December 13th. Thank you, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you. You
can go to their website at... InnovationSquare.com, and they should see your link up there where you can click that and grab those tickets there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We'll put the pre-party in our story, too.
Yeah, we'll put the pre-party in our story and information about the after-party also. We'll be at both, so we're
still We'll fine. Be at both, too.
And yeah.
Well, I'll be at the pre-party. I can't speak for Moose on that, but I will definitely be there.
Yes.
I'm fully working, so...
I mean, if you want to make me a Swiftie bracelet, I will wear it proudly.
You might as well stop by, considering the fact that you kind of like have to go through the theater to get through the theater.
That's true.
And when I say have to, you don't at all, but you can.
But you should. Right.
And so this is actually, I didn't realize it, but, well, I did, but Taylor Swift's birthday is this Friday. How old is she going
to
be?
Thank you so much for coming to the party.
How old is she going to be?
35.
All right. Do you have a cake?
We have... something.
Okay, you guys got a lot of surprises.
That's the perk of being at the VIP party, because we had something specially made by one of my favorite places ever, and it's going to be in little gift bags.
Oh, perfect.
If you don't come out of a cake on stage, I'm leaving.
All right.
I mean, okay.
Anything could happen, truly.
Perfect. We are so looking forward to Friday night and hanging out with you guys and the 600 other fans that are going to be there. Okay. It is going to be, this is how you celebrate Swift's birthday, right?
Obviously.
Here.
All right.
Cruel Summer in the studio. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah!